Welcome to today's ICANN radio segment, an initiative of the Clarence Access Network, facilitated by the Clarence City Council. Stay with us now to hear powerful people with disability sharing their lived experiences of making a difference in employment, sport, housing and more.
Lee with you this week, talking about my need for accessible housing. I'm 69 years old and an incomplete quadriplegic as a result of a bathroom incident 10 years ago. It happened in a hotel bathroom in Singapore on our way back from a trip to South Africa. 6 weeks in hospital in Singapore, followed by 6 weeks in the spinal unit of the Austin Hospital in Melbourne, and 6 weeks in rehab at St John's in Hobart before I finally got home. I'm reasonably high functioning in that I can walk with crutches, drive a modified car, and generally care for myself. Mobility is my major problem in that I require a scooter to go any distance, and steps and stairs limit my horizons. My enemy is strong, self-closing, swinging doors, whether on crutches or scooter. While rehabbing in Hobart, I was not allowed to go home until home was suitable. Modifications included a ramp at the back door and an accessible bathroom. The bathroom involved ripping apart a bedroom next to the main bedroom and installing a toilet and roll-in shower, basically a wet room. I have no idea what the modifications cost because fortunately I live in a small community, Lauderdale, and was involved in the local Apex Club, whose ex-members pooled together their trades abilities and their persuasiveness with local hardware suppliers, and the work was done as if by magic. I will be forever grateful. That house, where we lived for over 40 years, became unsuitable because it was on a large suburban block and it became too much for my wife Jan to cope with and look after me. So 5 years ago, we had our current house built on a much smaller block. Although I'm very pleased with the accessibility of this house, I wish I had known about universal design before we built. We designed it to be our final abode and with the thought that I would eventually need to use a wheelchair. Some of its features are level access via the front door and from the internal garage. All door handles are levers, carpet is confined to bedrooms, and the lounge room, solid floors, are easier for wheelchairs. There are ramps at the back and side entrances. There is space around the island bench in the kitchen for easy wheelchair access. The kitchen, living room, and lounge room is one large area to allow easy access to all areas. The main bathroom has a roll-in shower and a grab bar beside the bath, and would be suitable for me to use if needed. Wider doors and hallways where possible. My new bathroom is modelled closely on my previous one, which worked beautifully. Our builders estimate the cost of added accessible features to be about $900, which would include battens for grab bars and the grab bars themselves. The shower rail is a grab bar, as are all towel rails. They also estimate that the cost of retrofitting these features would be about $19,000. So that's more than 20 times. I might also add that my accessible bathroom has been used by other family members over the years due to a broken Achilles tendon, two broken ankles, and currently Jan is 12 weeks post a knee replacement and uses my shower and shower chair daily. None of us knows just when misfortune can strike. For more on the ICANN program, contact Julie Anderson at the Clarence Council on 6217 9597, or go to the Council's webpage at ccc.tas.gov.au. Hobart FM, supporting our community.